Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change, coming to you a little bit early today. Got a great show planned for you. Bill Kerlick and Mark Porter are back. Been a week since you've seen them, so they are primed and ready to rock. Got a great show in terms of content. We are going to discuss with these guys Tony Alford's exit and possible replacements. And then today, the red carpet is being rolled out big time at practice. There's a great list of visitors who are on Ohio State's recruiting radar that we will get into and dive into deep. But first, as you well know, the show is sponsored by Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code BUCKNUTS for 20% off and free shipping. Their fifth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads. A standard one for taking a little off the top and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. I love this thing because it comes with a compact case. I take it with me wherever I go. Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants. We all know that. And nothing like Bill Kerlick and Mark Porter to join the show when action is fast and furious. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. It's been a week since you guys have graced the BM5, and a lot has happened. For the purposes of this show, Tony Alford now works at Michigan. That's a funny thing to say out loud. I was not struck by lightning either, which is good. William Kerlick, on the surprise meter, you've now got some context here. You've been doing this for a day or two. Your reaction to Tony Alford leaving Ohio State and becoming a coach on Michigan. There were pictures yesterday of him coaching. And it was a wild thing to see. It looked like something that was photoshopped, but it was not. It was real. Bill, your thoughts?
I guess on the surprise meter, I would say that not overly surprised that he left, but surprised where he went. I don't think most people anticipate a coach going from Ohio State to Michigan or vice versa. And I certainly did not anticipate that happening with Tony Alford. Though I did, you know, he was a coach that had not had his contract renewed. And that kind of gave one pause to think about. You know, we've talked about, and it was been written about, that his recruiting at times was good, but at times it wasn't quite as good. And his track record of guys over his period at Ohio State that he brought in and getting picked in the NFL draft wasn't particularly positive. And I think at Ohio State, you know, that's somewhere where you kind of expect the coach to bring in players at the position that are going to get recruited and most often recruited highly. That didn't happen. So I think that while you wonder about going to Michigan, and that certainly is not necessarily a positive with the timing, and that's another thing, the timing of the whole thing was a surprise. It's not totally a surprise that he is not still at Ohio State.
I'll come back to you for more commentary on this in a second. Mark, your thoughts when you saw it? You are in touch with more assistant coaches than probably anybody. So this is one of those things that everyone has a comment on. What's your vibe on it? And then maybe what do you think is the tenor of the coaching community?
Yeah, I actually finally got a hold of a coach and I kind of brought up the subject of it and we brushed up against it. And some of the things we talked about is glad he didn't learn Chip Kelly's system before he left. Okay. So any information about blitz pickups or how they handle certain fronts or the way they like to dial up coverages or plays against certain coverages, that information's all irrelevant now. You know, Ryan Day won't be pulling the trigger on the play calling. It'll be Chip Kelly. So he's never danced around in Chip Kelly's head for 3 or 4 years and said, oh, yeah, Chip's a big fan of this or Chip hates this. So after just having Spygate and, you know, being accused of having people having just little tidbits of information that gave them an advantage against us, the last thing you want to see is a coach go up there and spill his guts. It does bother me that he knows everybody's take on personnel and the players they like on their roster and the players they don't like and, you know, transfer candidates. And he has a lot of jewels he's bringing to Michigan, which I think is why it gives us such an icky feeling, is that he's sleeping with the enemy and he's going to share your darkest secrets. Like they say, the person who loves you the most is the person that can hurt you the most. And if you've been through a divorce, you probably realize what that's like. He's got to be up there spilling his guts about a lot of things. And I think that's the salacious part of this. And that's the part of all coaching business. This isn't the first time this has happened between rivals, but it certainly is something to talk about. And I bet you sit there if you're Ryan Day and say, what does he know that we've told him in the past that can go up there and be used against us again or something like that. So that's what I'd be watching for. But again, these guys are professionals too. So it could just be another day at the office, you know, just new day, just start coaching.
I definitely think there'll be some information Alford has that is what proprietary or inside information, but we discussed this a little bit yesterday. Football coaches are used to this in general. In the NFL, this happens constantly. There'd be no way to really hide anything in the NFL with the amount of personnel changeover there is. Everything's kind of reframed. And like you said, bringing in Chip Kelly, it's good timing in terms of he would have had, a three-week head start with Bill O'Brien. So maybe this was Ryan Day's double-secret probation plan in the first place. If you planned it out that well, he's the sharpest cat ever, but I don't think that happened. All right, Bill.
I had a couple other thoughts. You see the NFL sign players off the practice squad and a team they're going to play next week all the time. And it doesn't always translate to them winning because they know the playbook all of a sudden. The one thing he does know is he's gone against Jim Knowles' defense every day in practice. Fair. And that is a complex look that's not your normal look. The three safety defense isn't something that a lot of teams run. So he may have some insight on things that, hey, we know Jim doesn't like this. We know Jim doesn't like that. But again, it's what he sees are things that everybody knows. If you just know football, yeah, that defense probably doesn't like that. Yeah, that that scheme doesn't hold up well against that. I don't think it's anything, you know, that's going to change anything, but there are secrets to different things that you just hate to see that information go.
Hold on a sec, Bill. I'll get to you. This is a very high level of football, though. These are like the last table when you watch like a Vegas tournament and those guys are all playing blackjack. These guys are they know everyone wants their information. They're very used to dummy stuff and fake calls. Yeah. I can tell you this, knowing someone's tendencies, if you're not good at it, is a problem because they will use it against you, the better coaches. So there can be paralysis through analysis. Bill, what did you want to jump in there with? I'm sorry.
Also, two things. I think the timing, we talked about that, but in one way, the timing is in favor of Ohio State in that they don't play Michigan until the last game of the season. If they were playing Michigan, say, the second or third game of the season, that's a little bit more problematic that he could, you know, hurt you. But by the time you get to the last game of the season, you've seen – you can go back and see the 11 games of tape on Ohio State or whatever. You're going to be pretty well-versed on what they're doing for that season. So I think in one way it's timing is not bad because they play them so late. The other thing is it does have an impact on recruiting. You look at I talked to a bunch of Ohio State's most of Ohio State's top running back recruits for 2025. Your Jordan Davis and your Marquise Davis, Jeff Overton, so on. I talked to those guys right after this happened, and most of them, just about all of them, are also being recruited and have been offered a scholarship by Michigan. Tony Alford has a relationship. I think that's the big thing recruiting-wise is Tony Alford has a relationship with those guys, and he's going to continue that relationship right up with him to Michigan. He also let some of those guys know that he was leaving necessarily before it was announced. So, you know, they kind of, some of them had heads up, I'm going to Michigan. So that I think has an impact. Now, how does Ohio State lessen that impact or maybe take it away completely? Well, they hire a guy that develops a great relationship with the running backs, or as Jordan Davidson mentioned to me, he said, I hope that they hire somebody that I already have a relationship with. And he's, as of right now, none of them have changed their plans on visiting Ohio State this spring. But that could get set back, maybe, depending on how long it takes to make this hire. So recruiting-wise, there is some impact there.
Either one of you can jump in here now. Who do you think they should hire?
Eddie George. I know he doesn't want it, but there's your home run, the Heisman running back at Ohio State. How do you miss on that one? But just from what I read, it sounds like he's pretty happy with his job and he's entrenched in it. But that's a no-brainer. And then, you know, I wish you could steal Mike Vrabel from the Browns, you know, and let him coach running backs. I'm sure he can handle it. But, you know, like those are the dream, I think, guys that, you know, bring the Buckeyes back. And, you know, you want recruiters. There you go.
Bill, thoughts?
I don't think it's going to be Eddie George. I would be shocked, absolutely shocked. He's pretty well entrenched in Tennessee. He's the head coach and he's, you know, Titans and all that. And nowadays, going from the NFL to college, remember when Ryan Day hired his first defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley? I remember talking about that, saying it's going to be a hire that people are not expecting, because I was told that it looked to the NFL, it's going to be higher. That's not expected. And that's exactly what happened. It was Hafley. But nowadays people are not going that direction. They're not often going from the NFL to college because the NFL with the transfer portal, with the NIL, the NFL is more the place to be than college. It is tougher than ever in college. So plucking a guy to go to the NFL to college is not as easy as it used to be. I guess one of my top picks would be Robert Gillespie. I would really like, I think that'd be a great hire.
Where's he from?
From Alabama. Some people have brought up Deuce Staley, but why would he go from the Browns, the big job he's just taken, to Ohio State? I don't know that I buy that one too much. Again, you know, it's tougher to go in that direction. Scotty Graham would be an interesting guy, I think. But I guess those would be, you know, DeMarco Murray's been brought up. I just don't know that I, you know, I'm not saying it can happen. I wouldn't bet the ranch on that one, though, him leaving Oklahoma. So I guess my two guys that I would mention would be Gillespie and Scotty Graham, who is, I believe, that he is now at Washington. I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Mark, I want to get your thoughts on this. One thing about DeMarco Murray, when Chip Kelly was the head coach of the Eagles, they gave DeMarco Murray a monster contract. So we always remember people fondly who wrote us million-dollar checks. That's just how I feel about it. I assume, of course. Your thoughts, Mark? Who would you go with? Besides, yeah. I know you said the two popular guys. What do you think about DeMarco Murray? What do you think about – what do you guys think about the position in general? Because one thing I will say – I think him going to Michigan may have exaggerated a little bit the value or the impact a running back coach has. It's not your offensive line coach to me. It's not one of your main coordinators. To me, the running back coach, the first thing he's got to be able to do to me is recruit. Because at a place like Ohio State, you're literally writing out like, okay, who are the best high school running backs in the world? What are you going to coach those guys, by the way? You're going to tell them what hole to go into? That's an instinctual position to me. I mean, maybe I could be wrong on this, but it doesn't seem to me that that is the big setback to this. Mark, do you agree with me?
Yeah, and as you were saying that, I was having the same thoughts in my head. When I got out of playing college football, my first job was at Cardinal Mooney with Don Butchie, and I was the running back coach. And I was like, wow, I don't know anything about running backs. How am I going to coach running backs? And about two practices into it, I'm like, I might be the most useless guy on the field. You're going to get the ball and you're going to go to the two hole or the four right. hole or the eight hole. And, you know, here's how you hold it. And I really, you know, like.
Keep them happy.
Yeah, like keep them happy. Put them through their workouts. You know, blitz pickup is the tricky part of sure. running back, and that's where you got to have your brains. You know, you said O-line coach, you know, every position's a blitz pickup for the O-line coach. And on occasional plays, your running backs have to be solid with their assignments, and that's the confusing part of running back. But for the most part, the plays are the plays, and teaching them the playbook is a pretty simple thing. Recruiting is where you make your – in college football is where you make your money as a running back coach. But, yeah, I hate to belittle running back coaches, but the reason I got that my first year out of, you know, college, never coached before, is people can keep an eye on you as the running back coach too. You know, they kind of, you know, right. it's a stepping stone position that you usually, if you pay attention while you're there, your next step is, you know, a bigger wide receivers coach where you're talking about all the route combinations and conversions and a lot more teaching. But without downgrading it too much, yeah, I was a running back coach my first job.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And I think when you said who are your favorite coaches to come in, I always like the X-Buck guys. I have a man crush on Vrabel. And sure. You know, I like seeing Laurinaitis get the job. And I like seeing – and I think this staff is top-heavy with the three heads of states. You got Knowles and Chip Kelly and Ryan Day. You got the guys that are running the show. It's nice to have some hometown feel and some recruiting faces that have some fame to them and some street credibility and some – it's cool when Eddie George walks in your living room, or it's cool when Mike Vrabel walks in your living room to recruit you and or your school. So I think that's why I said those names. I knew they were 2% chances of them, you know, having some bleeding heart where they'd say, okay, I'll come play for less as money to be on the home team. I like what Bill said. We might not know who this running back coach is. It may be out of left field. So we'll see.
When we did the show yesterday, I made the comment that Dave's daughter could coach the running backs this year and end up getting a promotion. You've got the two best running backs in the United States who aren't in the NFL. And I said this yesterday. When I looked at college football, outside of the Buckeyes, I am recruiting for the Cowboys. The number one running back I wanted out of last year was Judkins. And he came to Ohio State. So it really doesn't – this year – it really doesn't matter who the running back coach is, at least on the field. I can't even – you could have Chip Kelly or Ryan Day just oversee running backs this year and they'd be fine.
That should not hurt in finding your next guy. You know, when you got those two guys already on the roster, Ohio State's a great job as it is. That makes it a little even better.
I'll tell you this. If both those guys stay healthy, and that's – you know, a major air quotes, I think they'll be the first two running backs taken in the draft next year. That's just me. All right, let's hit our second ad here, and then we will go in and do all of the great questions you guys have. There's plenty of them. We got to say hi to some people, etc. But this is a good one because it's food, it's steaks. How do you feel when you get Omaha steaks? I can tell you this. Kind of a food snob, don't like frozen meats, didn't believe in it, thought it would taste bad, didn't really understand the process because I'm not the sharpest tack. What they send you is incredible and is so easy to execute, trust me. The quality, the convenience, and everything you need to deliver an unforgettable holiday experience, anything like that. If you're having a party, if you're having any kind of major get-together, got graduations, I guess, are coming up eventually here. It's the spring, isn't it? And they're having a semi-annual sale. Get 50% off site-wide and save on their mouth-watering favorites today. If you go to omahasteaks.com/bucknuts and shop the semi-annual sale, you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. As an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com/bucknuts. The possibilities are endless. Visit omahasteaks.com/bucknuts and get 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers with select packages when you shop the semi-annual sale. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com/bucknuts. Speaking of things that won't last long, as we're about to get into recruiting content here, we are running a 50% off deal for March Madness, which didn't turn out to be that mad. So we switch it to spring football. And you have one more day. The end of today, the deal is over. So get on there now. You will get 50% off your site, and you can go get 50% off Omaha Steaks. Just a party of Bucknuts knowledge and steak everywhere would be tremendous. All right, William. Spring practice fired up again. Ryan Day will meet with the media today. More importantly, there are some really, really good prep football players on campus, or supposed to be, to visit today. I'm going to run off a list of names to get everyone fired up, and then you are going to go through and tell everybody what they should know about each one of these guys. DeCorian Moore, wide receiver extraordinaire from Duncanville, Texas. Justin Hill, defensive end from Cincinnati. Vernell Brown, crystal balled offensive wide receiver threat from Florida. Landon Rink, Ohio's own Elbert Hill. Quarterback prospect Will Griffin. Linebacker Tyler Atkinson from Georgia, who, if you saw his recent social media teasing his visit up here, he's standing with Larry Johnson. I thought he was a defensive end. He towers over him. He's a linebacker. And you got some other guys as well. Bill, who are you focused on? What intrigues you? Would it be a day of visits without an elite receiver on campus?
Well, DeCorian Moore flew to Columbus last night. He is visiting Ohio State today. He is committed to LSU, but that's obviously not the most secure commitment in the world. He's visiting other schools. I think, you know, he's had four schools on his list. LSU, of course, Ohio State, Texas, Oregon. I think it'll come down to LSU, Ohio State, or Texas. It's the way I feel right now, just from what I'm told. Justin Hill is about as good as it gets when you're looking for the jack position guy at Ohio State. I tend to like Ohio State's chances there. Vernell Brown, again, another great wide receiver prospect that Brian Hartline has Ohio State in a really good position for right now. But he is planning to take official visits. I would not be surprised if he soon comes out with an official visit schedule, and I'm very confident Ohio State is going to be on that official visit schedule. Landon Rink was starting his visit yesterday and was pretty sure that he was going to be staying over and finishing it today with practice and all. He is a defensive tackle, 6'2", about 275 out of the Houston area, Fair High School in Cypress, Texas. That's kind of my old stomping grounds because my first coaching and teaching job was in Houston when I graduated from college. Believe it or not, I did get through 4 years of college. Elbert Hill.
We need to see documentation of that, but we'll go with you.
It's hard to believe, I know. But Elbert Hill, my goodness, I love that kid. If he wasn't such a great cornerback prospect, then he'd be a great wide receiver prospect. By the way, we're moving to the class of 2026. I tend to like where Ohio State is at with Elbert Hill too, but it's still early in his process. Will Griffin, quarterback that Ohio State offered when he was at camp last year, he's really excited to meet Chip Kelly in person today. And see Ryan Day again. He was coming up with his mom, I know for sure. I think just his mom is coming with him this time. Tyler Atkinson, when we saw him, I don't know if Mark Pryor remembers this, when we saw him at Ohio State's camp as an eighth grader, I mean, the kid looked like he was a junior in high school. Tremendous talent out of Loganville Grayson High School in Georgia. And as you mentioned, Dan, he towers over Larry Johnson. He is a linebacker edge guy that he's probably about 6'3", 205. He's really pretty thin right now, but he is going to turn into a beast before he's done.
Mark, the names that jump out to you there, you know a few of those guys real well.
Yeah, Justin Hill is obviously the one that's in my ballpark, and I feel like we've bragged on him for months now, and it'd be nice to get him in the fold sooner than later. And, you know, he's kind of like made for that backside defensive end, outside linebacker position, where the word hybrid, where he can do pretty much whatever you want. You can stand him up and move him around. You can put his hand down in the dirt. He's become one of my, you know, favorite players now that he's caught on to the, you know, the public here, that I think they've caught on to how great he is. I'm kind of rooting for him to get into the fold.
Which, by the way, that's not going to happen unless it's a silent commitment in the fold, because Justin Hill's birthday is in July, and he is targeting that date to announce his decision. He's told me that for quite some time. I tend to think he's not going to change his mind on that. But, again, you can always make a silent commitment. You never know on that. But he is targeting his birthday in July as his public announcement date for a commitment.
Ryan Day is going to meet with the media today. It should be very interesting. I don't think he's going to give up a lot of juice on what went down with Tony Alford. Bill, do you think it stands in Day's best interest to use this to amp the rivalry or tamp it down?
I don't think he needs to amp it. I think it's about as high a level as you can get right now. You know, Ryan Day knows he has to beat Michigan. And to be honest, I feel pretty good about Ohio State's chances of doing just that. And I love the addition of Chip Kelly. I love the addition of through the transfer portals. They've got, I think, two impact additions via the recruiting class. When I say impact, I mean quick guys that are going to play quickly, Jeremiah Smith and Edric Houston. They got a lot. They did a tremendous job of player retention. I just think everything's there set up for Ohio State this year to have a spectacular season.
Mark, any vibes?
Yeah, I'm reading some of the comments here, trying to pick up on some of the players. And
I think I'll help people out. There's definitely some angst about the move among people just because he went to Michigan. I will say it's kind of a goofy situation in that Ohio State does not miss out on Ohio skill players that are offered very often. They don't miss out on Ohioans very often, but it seems to me that if you're either in one of the Catholic schools or you're in the state of Cincinnati and you're a lineman, there's a little bit better chance that you're going to go elsewhere. But Jordan Marshall was a big-time prospect for Ohio State. They really went after him. I assume that means the running back coach was involved. That's a fair assumption, I think, Bill. Now he committed to Michigan. Every coach he committed to has boogied, and he gets to be coached by the guy he rejected. Is there a way to spin that, or is that just they're just going to have to kind of congratulate each other on finding each other, Bill? What are your thoughts on that? Is that kind of weird?
Yeah, it is. I did see, and I got to know Jordan Marshall pretty well. I talked to him quite often during his recruitment prior to his commitment to Michigan. And I did see where he said he was really excited about playing for Tony Alford. But again, what are you going to say? You're not going to say, well, I'm not excited to now be playing for Tony. You know, that's not going to happen. But I did see he came out and said that. And, you know, I think it's going to be a situation where everything during the recruiting process is not forgotten, because he did have a good relationship with Tony Alford. He just decided Michigan was a better place for him. We'll see how that goes. But, you know, he's the only guy that Ohio State has missed out on that they really wanted that went to Michigan.
I always thought, like, Ohio State was one of those places, and they sell it in recruiting that, hey, you come here, and even if you're a walk-on and you just run out of the tunnel for 4 years, you probably got a job in this town the rest of your life. You probably walk into a bar for the rest of your life, and someone will probably buy you a drink just if you tell them a story or two. It seems to be one of those places that once you're here for life and you're ingrained for life, unless you do one thing. and really, unless you go one other place, you're a Buckeye for life. You can come back. Eddie George can come back, even though he's been other places. Every Buckeye can come back as long as you don't do what? Now you're banned from town forever. And it's just one of those, you know, things. I think that's maybe a better way to describe why there's so many comments about the angst of him going there is, yeah, Buckeyes are Buckeyes for life, and you're royalty in Columbus, and it's going to be hard to pull that off if you're him.
No better way to end the show than that. That was the perfect comment for a show that's last name is Nuts. As we say, it's not Buck Rational Observers. It's Buck Nuts, and we appreciate every single one of you. We appreciate you stopping by. Be locked into Buck Nuts today. You got visitors. You got Ryan Day. You got a ton of good stuff to follow. Our guys are there with bells on. We appreciate Bill and Mark stopping by. Have a good one. Buck Nuts. We'll be right back.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.